I'm here at the World Food Prize Borlaug Dialogue, and one of the wonderful people I was happy to run into here is PM Johnson, immediate past president, now chairman, correct?
Chairwoman
of the National Corn Growers Association. And Pam is enjoying herself here at World Food Prize. And just, Pam, give me some of your impressions here at the event.
Well, I just think this is a phenomenal unsung place to be if you're involved in agriculture at the World Food Prize. And today I think what was very clear is you could listen this morning to the panelists from Howard Buffett to Tony Blair to the president of Iceland talk about food and food security and what it's going to mean for agriculture. So not only are the seminars great, but the networking is great. So I've had the fortune to run into some former Global Roundtable participants of mine from India and Portugal, so we're catching up on what's happening not only on our own farms, but acceptance of biotech around the world. And and then now this afternoon ran into Sergio Bertolozzi from the Corn Grower Association in Brazil, so we had a great conversation. So this is the place to be if you're involved in agriculture.
Well, it's so exciting, the energy here from people all over the world. And you mentioned the global. I didn't know you were on the Global Farmer Roundtable. Jim Zimmerman is involved this year, and we have been covering that as well here. What was your experience in being in the Global Farmer Roundtable? How did that help you?
It was phenomenal because we sat around the table. There were 20 of us from all over the world, and we participated in a panel at Iowa State to kick it off, and then we were here and got to attend together. And I've kind of gone off in a different direction, but some of these people have stayed very engaged. And actually, we're all still working, engaged in agriculture in some way to be a leader and to explain why it is that biotechnology is so important as a tool for food security. So, you know, it's just a great place. And then, you know, there is a chance to come back and re-engage with everybody. But I think it's a good experience. I would encourage everybody not only to come to the World Food Prize, but to get involved in the activities that go beyond that to make sure you're a voice. And we talked today at lunch about the power of one person and the power of one voice, and we underestimate that.
Well, as you mentioned, biotechnology, that's a big issue here. We're really recognizing biotechnology. I've said that it's like Monsanto is finally getting the respect that they deserve here. And how do you feel about that? Because it seems like there's a lot of, even in the countries that are not allowed to have biotechnology, it's illegal, the farmers seem to want it. And it seems like there is a great need. And this venue seems to be helping to make the voices of farmers be able to be heard, to say this is something we need and we want.
It's so true. You know, I remember many years back when I first came here, and some of the panelists or some of the speakers up on the stage would talk about smallholder farmers and about how biotech maybe wasn't such a good idea. And I'll never forget it. One of the people from India got up and said, from the audience, and went to a mic and said, "Wait a minute, I am a small farmer. And these technologies are so important to me and others like me in developing countries." So I think it was a great place and still is a great place to get the really hear the voices of the actual farmers who want to use the technology. Those of us who have had the fortune of getting to use biotech for many years and collaborating our voices to say to the people who are in doubt about the benefits to us or that it's only for big partners, not true. Biotechnology is size neutral. It's good for everyone, whether you live in Africa or India or China or the United States, Brazil, you name it. So to me, it is just a good place for really the stories, the personal stories and the truth to get out.
Well, Pam, I'd like you just for a minute to look back on your year as president of NCGA and how you felt about it.
Yeah, I know I get choked up too, Cindy. So, incredible year. I really don't have too many adjectives to describe it. It was one of the best opportunities in my life. And as they talked about here today, we don't learn from books, and we don't learn from seminars, and we don't learn from meetings. We learn from people. And I think that was the best part about the experience for me, was the chance to engage on a lot of different venues with a lot of different people. And I certainly learned a lot, and I learned to be a better advocate for agriculture. And so it was an honor and a privilege.
All right. Well, Pam, great to see you. I'm glad you've got your life back. But at the same time, I am so glad that you were able to be one of our leaders for a year. And you've still got another year. Chairman doesn't mean that you're off the hook. Chairwoman, excuse me.
No, that's fine. I'll answer to anything.
Except president.
Yeah. You know, I can understand why it is a one-year term. Certainly some bittersweet, you know, stepping away from it. But it's pretty intense. And I'm looking forward to the year as chair. And I'm looking forward to the upcoming leadership. And we've got a great board. We've got a great staff and membership. So it doesn't get any better.
All right, great to see you here, Pam. At the World Food Prize, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.